Hi guys, welcome to another video of Property Expert Academy. We have another question now. So today we have a question which is from one of the international client. He's based somewhere in India. So he asked me, you know, Sumit, why do we invest in UK? What are the things that we can have better in UK as compared to India? And I thought, okay, let me make a video on this. So other people can also get an education about this topic. Now, this video is basically answering that question that was raised by one of the investor from India, but this is applicable for any overseas investor who is considering to invest in UK or a similar market. Now, let's understand basically what is the investor looking to gain when they invest in property, right? So mainly the investor look for these three things. They're looking for return on investment, ROI. They're looking for its security. When they're investing, how secure that product is going to be. Number three, they want to see how liquid that asset is. If I need the funds, how soon can I get that fund in case of emergency or in case of any other reason, right? So now based on these three main parameters, I'm going to describe why investing in UK is better than investing in a countries like India, Pakistan, or many other, you know, less developed countries like this. I'm sharing this information based on my own experience. I've invested in India as well, and I've invested in UK as well. So I know, even when I look back 20 years back, of how my asset has performed on those places where I invested in India and how the assets has performed where I've invested in UK. But now look, the main important thing is, I'm not saying that, of course, we have made good money in Indian investment or Indian market as well. But when we look at on an overall picture, the UK investment has gone far better than the investment in India. Now, why? Let's understand. As an investor, what you'll be looking at is the return on investment. Now, what are the typical rental return that you get in Indian property when you invest? I mean, you will hardly see, you know, whatever you invest, you get 2%, 2.5% to 3% rental yield when you're lucky. I mean, 3 is still really, you're doing quite amazing if you're getting that. But 2 to 3 is like the range. Now, look at the mortgage rate of interest there, or the home loan, we call it. Home loan in India is roughly around, depends when you're taking it, roughly 8 to 9% per annum. Now, look at this. You're trying to serve a 8 to 9% rate of interest worth loan by getting only a rental return of 2 to 3%. Now, can you really serve that 8 to 9% rate of interest mortgage or home loan with 2 to 3% of regular rental income? No. For how long can you sustain like this? Not for long, right? Now, when we compare that as with the UK investment, you will see the property in UK, the way we invest, we typically make around 5 to 6% or 5 to 7% in residential investment. Depends where you're investing. Some places you can even get 20%. And commercial typically like 8 to 10%. Again, as I just mentioned, how you invest and where you invest. These are the typical rental return that we get on our property investment. What are the mortgage rate here? If you see the mortgage rate here is reverse, like is 2 to 3% you can take a mortgage per annum, and you are getting, you know, something between 6 to 10% on an average a rental return. So you see, like, so effectively you're playing with the banks. You're using the bank's money to make money for yourself. And other thing is, like, you know, in India it's difficult to leverage. Here you can leverage easily. Why? Because bank simply wants to know that where the income, I mean, where the product that you're buying, if that product is able to serve the debt, they would be happy as long as you're willing to pay 25% typical down payment, which is, I mean, quite good enough to get the best deal. You can probably even put less or more, but typically the best rate of return you can get around 25% down payment. Now at that level, if you see, you are basically, because the way we buy it below market value. So something which is worth 100, we pick it up for 80, and then we add value and make it 130-140%, right? So now if you see, in 6 months or so, or whenever we have done this work, we can go back to the bank and refinance 75% of the new value. And that, what that means is that 75% of the new value is typically more than what you initially invested. So you, most of your money is back in your pocket, and you are holding that property, the asset, with the bank's money, and the money that, and the mortgage payment is the paid by the money that you're getting from the rent. So your tenant is paying your bank loan, you are holding that asset because you have just bought it and done creatively a deal, right? And you can hold as many assets as possible using this thing. So now you see why the rate of return in overall picture, when you look at it, it grows much faster when you see how to use the bank's money. You see the tenant rent is paying off your mortgage, whereas in India is a different thing. You may probably have to pay from your pocket, and for how long can you pay, right? And of course, there was in past the good capital growths and all. Even now, if you look at it, the capital growths are far greater than as compared to India. Like, so if you see the real estate market in those two countries, India and the London, where we're based. So the market in UK has grown much far better than what it was in India. Now let's go back to the second part of it. Second, we mentioned that, you know, how secure the assets going to be, the money where you're investing, how secure that going to be. When you invest in India, are you really sure? Or let's say country like this, I'm just giving an example because the question came from India. When you're investing in a country like India, what do you find? I mean, you will find if there is any issues, you know, if you have to, you know, evict a tenant or recover a debt, it's nearly very difficult. You know, they're like, people will take advantage if you're not, I mean, even if you're there or whatever. So many times the laws and legislation now is getting better, but still the laws and legislations are so backward that you have to file a case, and then your next generation may be fighting the same case, or depends like what you are doing. But then certainly the success rate is very difficult, and the amount of energy that you will waste in that legal work is not really worth. And now as compared to UK market, first of all, people will not like to make a default, even if they will make, I mean, for example, because when they make a default, their name goes against the credit. Then they can't even buy any consumer product like television, mobile phone and all. So they don't really like to spoil their name. Secondly, even if you have to evict a tenant here, it takes a couple of months and then you can really evict a tenant here. Depends which sector it is. If it's like residential or commercial, residential might take a few more months. Like commercial, you have very strict laws here. In 14 days or 21 days, depends what is written in the lease, you can really hire a bailiff and then forfeit the lease, send the bailiff, warrant for distraint, or many things. I mean, of course, I'm happy to discuss that more in detail. Don't want to really make this video long. But that's another thing very important, is like when you need debt recovery, property possessions, it's much easier to do this in UK or any developed countries like this, where the laws and legislations are very well structured. Now let's come to the third part of it. So third, as I mentioned, that, you know, it's liquidity. Say, for example, if you invest in India and you need by any reason urgently money, can you really sell that asset quickly? Very difficult, right? Even in some time, I know some people who are trying to sell the property for years, 1, 2, 3 years, and they can't really sell because they can't get that price, right? And unless you're prepared to pay even too much on discount, then it's a different thing. But even then also is difficult. Now, as compared to that in UK, we have auctions here. If you really need money urgently, you can stick the property in auction room. As soon as the hammer is down, your 10% money is there. As soon as, and the remaining 90% comes from, typically in 4 weeks. Some of the lots may have 6 weeks, but more likely you can sell. Even there are many other cash investors here who are willing to really buy out the property. Maybe they might not pay full market value. So that's the another way is then, you know, you can also get better profile here. You can get a apply for a visa, and of course, if you like to get settled, that's another things. I mean, likewise, there could be many things that can also be an additional benefit of investing in UK market. So I hope I have answered your question, and if you have any other questions, feel free to write in the comment section below. I'll be more than happy to cover that in my next session, and feel free to contact our office. Our team will be more than happy to help you out how you can invest in UK. We'll be able to help you out throughout in the process. So I'll see you next time. Until then, invest in education, invest like a pro.